Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing.
They can hear you just fine. You don't have to...
One, two.
Chris, they hear you just fine.
Okay. So, hello.
This is live from Wendy's?
Live from Wendy's. Hello, everybody. I'm fucking starving, let me tell you. Out here.
You want to tell the audience what you bought?
What?
You want to tell the audience what it is that you are consuming today?
I have bought a Wendy's Southwest avocado salad.
That's fucking nasty.
No, it's vegetables and it's good for you. And I think salt, that if you want to get big and strong like me, you'll have to start eating your vegetables at some point.
I just like eating raw chicken straight out of these nuggets.
Raw chicken.
I take the nuggets and I peel the skin off them.
Yeah, you uncook
and
them.
I just eat the inside of the nuggets and then I leave the skin behind.
That's smart. That's efficient. Speaking of, I hear you have a new podcast in the works as well, my friend.
My good sir.
Efficient Saul. The one and only. Efficient Solomon.
Where I teach the most efficient ways to be Solomon. It is spicy. Damn, son. If you want to switch or try one of these.
I'll trade a nugget for your nugget. Thank you.
All right, let me switch. Give you one nugget. And I'll grab one of your regular nuggets.
Those are pretty good.
I think it should be the standard.
Oh, look.
Don't let it explode.
No, that's fine. Here we go. We're good. We're Gucci.
I will say, these shirts clip on very nicely to our shirts.
Yeah, the microphones that you got here, Saul, are really nice. I got my own set as well. I haven't quite used them yet, but from what I've heard from what your show and everything, like, they're really nice.
Yeah, bro. Super convenient. Just goes on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, lavalier mics. Perfect for podcasting or communicating with other humans.
Fellow humans.
So Chris, I hear the last episode, Wizard Hang 18, right? With us, it was Alan Baba from Bowie.
Or something? Oh, yeah. Actually, Wizard Hang 19 is coming out pretty soon.
Oh, who's in 19?
That's my friend Chrissy from numerous other shows, including my own as well. Omega Star 7, Danger Games, really great friend, really good person. Really glad I'm working with her now.
It's good. I hope mine comes out before.
It won't.
Well, make it.
No.
That wouldn't be Wizard Hang 18.5.
It's just Wizard Hang 20.
Okay, sure.
It's a more efficient number if you think about it. It's like 10. It's like a rounding up.
It is more efficient. 2. That's 0. What I'm all about.
It's like 2.0. That's your favorite thing. Your favorite number.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, what makes you efficient?
Well, you know, when... I feel like with efficiency, with me, I really enjoy having a system that I can just have a little bit of effort and get a lot of result. So what I like to do is when Windows rolls out a new update, for example, that adds screen snipping right inside the software,
yeah.
I was able to switch over from my other software that I was using.
Proprietary software?
So now I'm using the proprietary Windows. It's just a simple...
But that's more efficient.
How is it less efficient to...
Because you have to click update.
You're updating anyway. It updates automatically, so it's a thing. And the feature, it's on your computer as well.
Every computer comes with disabled automatic updates automatically, so you technically do have to enable it.
So I haven't
eaten. So you're more inefficient.
So I feel like you're not thinking of the long game.
Listen, I'm recording this podcast while eating, while consuming food, while doing other things. You have to step up your efficiency game.
You're right. I think I should just download a third-party software that I don't have and requires internet connection for a screenshot to be taken in the first place. That sounds like a really efficient way to do it.
Listen,
I might as well shave my head while I'm at it.
More efficient.
I mean, you're not wrong, Saul, but
mine
I feel
lets
like...
Me do my hair, like, lets me do GIFs, lets me do a website and specific link clips and stuff. It's way more efficient. And for everyone that's there, I use Gaiazo.
Mm-hmm.
For all my snipping and image needs, and Chris is still in the old time way of using Snippet from Windows.
Yeah, the keyboard shortcut that automatically takes a screenshot and you're just already in your clipboard. You don't even have to do anything with it.
Well, let's see what the audience thinks, because I need that Gaiazzo link so I can share my images as a link so anyone can open them or I can put them anywhere. As well as it allows me to make gifts instead of just making something that I can copy.
I'll tell you, the gift thing is really, you got that on me for sure. But Saul, I think a good way to think about it is, you know, naturally it is more efficient to have your hairstyle, which is no hair. No, that is more efficient for sure. I will agree 100%.
I cut my hair because I copied and pasted it somewhere else and then I forgot about it, so I cut it. But
I was just saying, it's more efficient to not have hair.
It is.
But I feel like, you know, like you have your own preferences. You know, you prefer Gaiazzo. You prefer to be less efficient in that way. I prefer having hair having it.
Well, let's talk about the keyboard shortcut you use.
Windows, Shift, and S. It's an extension of my body, Saul.
Control Shift C is way quicker because I don't have a Windows key.
You don't. So whose fault is that? You're the one who installed the keyboard. You get three keys on your keyboard.
Dude,
that's all you got.
When you're doing Windows Shift S, those keys are so far apart from each other.
They're very, very near each other, Saul, is the thing. They're actually very, very close to each other.
Control Shift C is right next to each other.
They're also pretty close, but like the Windows key is like right there.
Yeah, talking back about the hair. When are you gonna go full efficiency mode?
I feel like I still got a couple years before I have to worry about stuff like that.
What do you mean worry about stuff like that? It's not about worrying. It's a matter of, like, making
exactly, but, like, I don't need to do that at the moment, so I'm good.
But why not?
Because I don't want to. I want to...
How much time do you consume a day on your hair?
Like, 1 to 2 minutes.
And how much money will it take your hair? You got to pay for a haircut. You got to pay for a product. I just fucking rub a piece of soap on my hair.
Bar of soap. Just rub it on your scalp. I will say that it's probably very much more efficient. However, I don't know. It's just a lifestyle that I've mask for myself, and I enjoy the way it looks, I enjoy the way it feels, and I enjoy just having it.
Well, get rid of it.
I'm not doing that.
You can mount it into like a taxidermy model and put it on the shelf. Or take enough pictures.
I'm not doing that.
I think it's a really good idea.
Or shave my head, make it a wig.
Yeah, and then you can put it on whenever you want. But I already have the option.
I already have it. I have the option to cut it at any time. I don't want to.
That's a really good idea.
So you're not making much sense here.
I mean, that's a really good idea. Going ahead and just, you know, cutting your hair off, but making a wig out of it. So whenever you do feel like it, like, you do whatever you feel like and you don't have to manage it or you don't have to take care of it.
Yeah, but, like, I like taking care of it.
This one's fucking inefficient. Listen, as long as you like taking care of it, that brings you value, then fine. And then it's efficient.
Yes, exactly.
But the moment it doesn't bring you value, it's inefficient, you should cut it all off.
Yeah. You know, like, that's definitely something I'll consider in the future. If I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm consistently 2 minutes late to work. What can I do to cut?
That's already what's happening now. You're like 5 minutes late to work every single day.
Yeah, but that's 5 minutes. 2 minute difference isn't going to change that. If I'm still late, I'm still late.
I don't know about that. I think it will. I hear you like to make your editing process very inefficient.
Well, you know, I like to have it a certain way. I'm a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to my show. You know, I like to censor things out at some points. I like to cut things. If there's just like 5 seconds of silence, I'm not going to keep it all in. I'm just going to trim it or put a transition music or something. And it's about using your engineering judgment, you know, making the calls.
Engineering
the right
judgment.
Time. Been at this for 3 years. I might as well just keep going the way I've been going.
Do you see the Wizards Gold moving into its own reality TV series where you have wizards from around the world come in and figure stuff out?
That'd be pretty fun. I would like to do that. I'd prefer, you know.
You should reach out to Netflix. They do a lot of those type of shows. They can have you as a show in there in the studio with their current actors. They can have the Shrek musical stuff.
Shrek musical. You ever seen that?
Uh-huh.
Actually pretty good. People don't like it. I thought it was all right.
And son?
Back in the day, my high school theater club or whatever did Shrek the musical as like the big play of the year. And I was usher for that event for like community service hours. It was like at my high school, you have to do community service to graduate.
I did too. 40 hours.
Yeah, something like that. So that was my community service, was I was the usher for the show. And I got to watch the show for free twice. I didn't have to pay for entry or anything. I just kind of collected the tickets up front, and then I just, like, watched the show from, like...
Did you see him when he took his ears off?
Yeah, that was my favorite part.
Yeah, me too. You know, I was actually involved in the development of the Shrek musical show.
No way.
Yeah, I had one of the guys originally, when they were doing the custom design,
mm-hmm.
they were trying to design the best way to replicate the ears.
The most efficient way to replicate the ears, yeah.
So I was able to recommend them a specific silicone and resin for the models.
You 3D printed them?
What I did 3D print them. Mm-hmm. They're actually molded out of old gunky Play-Doh that was found in the park. But yeah, I helped them make the mold and stick the earwax in there and put artificial horse hair.
Mm.
And they liked it. I mean, the color was very realistic to the movie.
Yeah. Like no paints or dyes or anything. That's just, it would just came out green like that.
Yes, sir. So, Chris, I hear it's your second day in a row eating Wendy's. Why is that?
I mean, well, yesterday was Wendy's Wednesday. Today.
Are we doing another Wendy's Wednesday again?
Yep. Wendy's Wednesday part two.
So in the future? I don't think so. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, the Wendy's by our job, by our work, not very efficient. Like, you go in there, the guy behind the counter is like, what you want? Like, it doesn't, he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the,
meanwhile,
he doesn't have the juice, you know?
We came to a different Wendy's today.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
We arrived here, and, like, the lady made eye contact with us and just handed us our order. Like, we didn't even have to order. Like, it was like, we
had, like, a taste bud retinal scanner. You just, like, scan your tongue. It tells you exactly what you're craving, and you just give it, you cook it.
You should go ahead.
Automated service.
You should go ahead and make a quick skip for a automated retinal scanner arena taste bud scanner app.
Okay, yeah, let's do that right now.
Hello, Solomon. Welcome to Wendy's. How can I take your order? Please insert your tongue into the scanner, Solomon. I see you would like a Dave single and 55 chicken nuggets and a large fry. Coming right up, extra double pickles and extra mustard.
That's good, that's good.
Here is your order, Solomon.
Oh, thank you.
That will be $6.99 plus tax.
I didn't even have to say a word. You just read it right from my taste buds in my tongue.
Thank you for purchasing your food and your Wendy's products.
Fastest service ever.
Soon.
I was the fastest, that was the most efficient skit in the West right there.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how this is going to come out. Because like, we're in like a crowded restaurant right now, and there's like people in the back.
Let go, stop talking. Yeah, these microphones will automatically block out all the background noise.
What app is this on your phone?
GarageBand. And guess what? I have the compression of the microphone set up fairly high to sound like a podcast.
That's pretty cool.
We never got the Frosties.
Yeah, get those, please.
That's my receipt, please. Yeah, guys, we got scammed.
Yeah, back.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey there, I'm Jim.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Dusty.
No, we're dads who do nerd shit.
I'm Dusty. No, I can't.
I'm Dusty.
I'm Dusty.
I'm Matt. I'm Marge Simpson.
And I'm Bob.
And I'm Homer.
Hello. We never got the Frosties. Two, vanilla. One medium, one small. They're both vanilla.
Oh, they're both medium?
Yes. One medium, one small, both vanilla.
Oh, both vanilla.
Yes, please. Thank you. Okay.
Busy day for them.
Yeah, very busy. Thank you. By the way, we're still recording, so you can definitely hear everything.
They didn't have chocolate?
You said vanilla.
I said vanilla. You said chocolate.
I said vanilla.
Oh, well, you said chocolate.
Alrighty, welcome back from the break. I just dumped a bunch of water on top of my phone.
Oh, my.
So let's go ahead and clear this out. Yeah, we forgot our Frosties. We already
I hear these microphones are here. They're oil proof as well.
Oh, yeah. So they're actually not. Yeah, when I first got these microphones, I was using it while I was working on my car, and fucking, I dropped it in the vat of oil and coolant. That's
just every
like
guy has in their garage, just a vat of 3-year-old oil.
So every time I do an oil change, it goes in there, and then I'll dump them out eventually to recycle. But it's just collected the gunk and nasty oil, and just and the cockroaches and stuff for like the past 3 years. So I was taking that and I dropped the mic in there. It just tapped it. The thing was fully covered.
It looked like that fucking, looked like a duck from one of those like Dawn soap commercials that's just covered in oil.
And as soon as I took it out, I tried recording and it just sounded like. That was just me saying hello. So I ended up getting another pair, which is what I'm using now, but these are, I got the lightning port ones for like an iPhone, which I don't know, I feel like I should have gotten the USB-C, that way I can also use them on my laptop if I need to.
Yeah, I got the USB-C ones as well. My phone's got a USB-C port, and also my computer does, so I'm just lucky, I'm just born special, I guess.
Yeah, see, my computer has USB-C, but my phone has lightning, so I may get like an adapter or something.
Mm-hmm. So an extra thing you have to carry around, it's pretty efficient there, so... I think if you've got an Android phone, you'd be
I need
good.
You to understand, I can do all my editing, everything on my phone.
Yeah, so could I if I really wanted to, but I have a computer for all that.
Oh boy, your phone can only take 2 megapixel pictures.
That's not true.
Have you seen the difference of an Android picture versus an iPhone?
My phone, Saul, it's a very nice camera, and I would appreciate it if you didn't slander my name.
So Chris at work, he takes pictures of everyone?
It's not true.
When he takes a picture... When he takes a picture, it's the blurriest thing ever. It just looks like cottage cheese.
Fake news.
This Frosty is very, very difficult to digest.
Yeah, plus, they gave you a fucking paper straw. Not very efficient.
That's the worst. I get it. I mean, technically, are rocks. Like, are rocks recyclable?
Rocks.
Like, can I have just a rock straw? Just chip my tooth on it?
Good idea.
Yeah, this Frosty is like bending my straw. It's like breaking it. Like this paper straw, just imagine.
Like I'm all for like using less plastic and everything, but paper straws are not the way to do it.
No, they have natural plastics and stuff you can make that are easier to recycle and everything. And
the paper straws actually like, fucking melt and they decompose right there in your drink. And you're drinking bits of paper as well. You have to go through 3-4 straws before your drink's even done.
It's the equivalent of trying to take out a USSR military tank with a paper airplane. Paper's not going to cut it. You need a rock or scissors.
You need a rock to take care of it.
The rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, just send him over to fucking...
Right, Chris, I hear you're right a fanatic now. Of WWD.
WWD, yeah, Wrong Way Driver Beta. I love that shit.
Now we need to start collecting Right Way Driver, but what about the other one? WWE. With our boy, Bing Janine.
Oh, John Cena. Bing Janine. That's our new favorite phrase at work. And just say that shit over and over again.
Chris has it more than everyone at the office.
That's not true. I'm pretty sure, Saul, you got me beat by quite a bit.
I mean, I say different variations of it. I don't just say the big chain. I say
B. Your favorite letter is B.
Yeah, we get pretty riled up when there's no one else at work.
Oh, yeah.
That's called productivity right there.
Yeah. We're industry leaders for a reason.
You want to show your business card history about today and then what the business?
I've got business cards, professional ones for my line of work,
yes.
My career. I also have Wizard Scroll business cards that I like to hand out as well.
So you got one for taxable income and one for non-taxable income?
One for business and one for pleasure. Whichever one is which, I'll let you decide.
I would assume the work one is pleasure. You have Alan Bubba there.
Yeah, my friend.
Yeah, his sweet. First name is Alan, his last name is Bowie.
Yeah.
He lives in XXX
Tentacion. SMS Tentacion Lane.
Then we have a new employee. His name is Alan Baba. He's 4 years old. He was born in 1944.
He has 12 children.
He has 12 children. He lives in
Bingqing.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of
Wuhanqiu and Bingqing
Road in I-95.
Also part time, he works at the traffic cone.
Yeah, he
supports his wife and 12 cone. Children.
Yeah, that's how he docks people.
Yeah.
So if you want to be doxed, leave a comment.
If you want to be doxed, leave a comment with your social security number and your name and your full address. And we'll take care of that. I'm sure someone will.
Yeah. Or you can also leave a comment in one of my videos on one of my podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Alan's information. We need to have a communal wizard hang pretty soon.
Aren't we doing that right now?
No, like more than 2 people, by the way.
Oh,
like
yeah, totally.
A mind meld.
Yeah, we got a mind meld. We got to meld the minds.
Yes, sir.
So recently, Saul, it came to my attention that when the Avatar characters actually do that in the film, it is like a very sensual scene. And it's
how did it come to your attention? What made the spark?
I was listening to Efficient Saul, the most efficient podcast on the internet. And it's like one of the first things I hear when the blue aliens connect hair like that, it's actually just like an equivalent of a very sensual activity.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. I thought it was more like that internal setting where you're
right. The internal setting. You can just toggle that on.
Yeah, but for us, we have the at work. We all have the setting of connecting left and half, right half of the brain for productivity purposes.
Yeah, my left half and Saul's right half are just combined into one brain. We're lopsided, so we have to stand. We have to make sure we're standing next to each other to balance as a counterweight.
Well, you have to understand too. Today, the half that had your stuff in it kind of got thrown out, and I got to put Elon Musk's left half.
Right, right.
And you got the other half of Elon Musk's brain.
Right. Was that the half of the brain chip or no?
Huh?
Which half of his brain has the brain chip installed?
Oh, I think the brain chip is right in both the middle.
Right, wedged in between.
So we got half the chip.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a Tostitos chip.
I prefer the Cape Cod myself.
Cake wraps nice. I try not to eat potato chips.
Well, this Bing Chilling is
very inefficient.
Bing, 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 bing chili.
Yeah, my favorite chip to eat is just a raw popcorn with no seasoning, no butter, no nothing. It's the best.
It's the most efficient snack.
Yeah, it's the most efficient
snack. It's air at that point.
The only bad thing about it is that it's carbs. No protein, no nothing, but...
You know what's really good?
It's still very efficient.
Seaweed snacks.
Seaweed
snacks are really good. Freeze dried seaweed. Oh my God, it's beautiful.
The problem is the dried seaweed in that is very high in sodium, but it does have very good stuff. I think it even has selenium, but it's very good for you. It has very radioactive substances.
Selena Gomez?
That too. I'm eating my prostate out of this paper straw.
With a paper straw, you should.
And every time, I'm using the paper straw as a spoon, and every time I put it in my mouth, I just taste like the nasty paper.
You should have just got a spoon. Would have been more efficient that
way. I don't know how people can eat with the paper straws, bro. Like, this is bad.
What would you think of giving you a straw in general? This is just straight up solid ice cream.
How'd you get a spoon?
I went and grabbed one.
Hey, dude, are you using the one used in your salad for your frosting?
No, my chili. It was more efficient to use the same spoon for both. I just wiped it off with a napkin.
You put fucking chili in your frosting, dude? That's nasty.
No, I used my spoon that I ate the chili with. I cleaned it off with a napkin, and then I just ate the ice cream with it.
That's sus.
It's all going to the same hole anyway. It's fine.
It's very sus.
Not at all.
But here you made a recent segment about McDonald's.
Oh, yes. McDonald's pack. My favorite. You know the weed at the McDonald's parking lot trash can? That shit hits different.
No. I'm not going to talk about that.
You're not much of a cannabis enthusiast at all.
Right, but what about your YouTube Shorts experience? How's that been going?
My YouTube Shorts. Yeah, I made a YouTube Short of my most recent skit, the McDonald's pack skit. Made a YouTube short of that and uploaded it, and it got like 1,500 views like in an hour.
That's really good.
And then like half of the views, like it was like 40% likes and like 60% dislikes.
Oh my God, that's usually what I get too.
Yeah, but like the thing is, like YouTube, like they got rid of the feature where you can actually see dislikes, so it just looks like I got to like 19 likes or whatever. So it looks like it's still pretty good.
But you can still see the ratio when you're inside your own YouTube studio.
Yeah.
I need to start doing the YouTube part.
His ratio ain't enough. We need to take his life.
What time is it fixed over?
So almost 1.
Yeah, we're going to have to hike back pretty soon.
All right, so you just want to wrap it up now?
It's 27 minutes so far.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Live from Wendy's.
So yeah, guys, this is Live from Wendy's featuring Efficient Saul, the most efficient human.
The most efficient
specimen on the planet.
The most efficient human I've ever met.
More efficient than Elon Musk's chip.
Yeah.
Just eat a chip.
Mm-hmm. Just a piece of popcorn wet in your brain stem.
Yes.
Rolling it all together.
Yeah, you know. Kernel that gets stuck in your tooth.
If you want to hear more about Saul and his efficiencies and such, check out Efficient Saul on any podcasting platforms that you may find. And I believe you also have a YouTube channel where you talk about cars and memes and such.
No, that's incognito.
Incognito?
That's its own separate metaverse. Yes. I have branches upon branches of on my own things that few people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It's public secrets.
That should about do it for this here, Wizard Hang. Thank you all for joining. Thank you, Saul, for providing the microphones for this event.
Thank you. It was a nice event at Wendy's. Life from Wendy's.
Yeah. All right. Bing chilling. And with that, we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.